Hey guys, Pizza Hut is coming back. And you're probably saying Pizza Hut never left. I'm not talking about modern Pizza Hut. I'm talking about the old Pizza Hut from back in the day, the 80s and 90s. You had like the red cups and the red checks and all the cool stuff, that the lights and everything else. If you've been there, if you know, you know. All right? The old, retro, fantastic, golden era of Pizza Hut. Okay? They're bringing it back. One guy who owns 100 locations is reverting all his locations back to the old Pizza Hut look. So, before we get into any further, please like and subscribe. If you do, I'll give you a woohoo. Also supposed to mention to you that if you would like more of us, go out to more.clownfishtv.com and you can get more videos and exclusive content. And if you want to pay for extra content that's paywalled, you can do so for less than the cost of a super chat. As Neon says, he does it better than me, but he's not here. So it is me, Kiki Sparkles, and Neon is not here for this video because he's losing his voice. So we're going to talk about this. You've probably seen it online. I know it's on X. Everybody's talking about it. So there's this guy. I think his name is Tim. It's Tim something. Tim Sparks. He's the CEO of Daylin Corporation, a restaurant management company that owns several Pizza Hut locations. So he renovated some of his restaurants to look like the classic Pizza Huts, and people are going crazy for it. So now he's going to do up to like 80 locations in this old style. I'm not sure where the locations are, but while that's going on, you have another issue, which is Pizza Hut's closing a bunch of locations this year. They're talking about Pizza Hut's closing several places. There's an article that has all the locations on it. Just the other day, like yesterday, 49 Pizza Hut locations slightly closed nationwide. So they're closing a bunch of Pizza Huts nationwide because people aren't going to those Pizza Huts. They are not doing well. Meanwhile, the guy who wants to bring back the classic, Pizza Hut classic, is kicking ass. So as this tells you, what most of us Gen Xers and millennials could tell you, which was, you know, everybody wants the old stuff. I can't tell you how many Gen Z posts I've seen about how they wish they grew up in the 80s and 90s and they want that so bad. So they want malls to come back. They want the Pizza Hut Classic. They can go to Pizza Hut Classic and get an experience like the 80s and 90s. They're going to flock to it. Bring back nostalgia. Bring back a more peaceful time, a more, you know, engaged time where people actually, you know, associate with other people, talk to other people, knew how to do such things. When, you know, it wasn't constant bombardment of, you know, shit on social media, shit in the media. It's like, you know, everybody's at each other's throats and people are just tired of it. We did a video a few months ago and Neon and I were just talking about today about the fact that people just are over pop culture. They're so sick to death of current year Hollywood and media and social media that they want this kind of stuff. This is what they want. Retro gaming, malls, Pizza Hut Classic. Hell, I'd be Pizza Hut Classic like at least once a week. Because when I was a kid growing up, my dad worked a couple hours away from us. Okay. And my dad worked in Pittsburgh. And he would work away during the week and then he'd come home on weekends. And every time he got paid, so twice a month, we would make a trek to Pizza Hut. It was like our family thing. And it was like a family time. It was fun. They had the big pitchers of pop that you pour in the red cups. And they bring out the pizza and they put it on a plate for you. And we just have family time and tell jokes and laugh and just, you know, enjoy each other's company at Pizza Hut. And to me, that classic Pizza Hut is like a huge memory because it was such a big deal. My dad was away. We got to have family time. We got to see my dad because he worked really hard. When he'd come back and we'd go to Pizza Hut every 2 weeks when he got paid. It was great. It was like a whole ritual, and we always look forward to it. So here's the story they're talking about. Several remodeled Pizza Hut locations. Customers are stepping into what feels like a time machine. Hell yeah. The iconic red lamps are glowing once again. The red checkered tablecloths are back, and those oversized red plastic cups have returned to the table. Yes. There's even a Pac-Man machine sitting in the corner. Peek. The retro revival is the work of Tim Sparks, CEO of Daylin Corporation, which I talked about. He wants to renovate this restaurant. The response has been overwhelming. Of course it has. People come for 2 or 3 hours away. I'm not making that up. I would drive 2 or 3 hours to go to a classic Pizza Hut. I'm not going to lie. I would totally do it. They come to the classic Pizza Hut. For many customers, walking the doors feels like reliving childhood memories. Families sit together while over pizza, parents point out things their kids have never seen before, like tabletop arcade games and the famous stained glass lamps that once defined Pizza Hut experience. families together. That's what people are craving. Connectivity, your family time together, having those quiet moments once again, and they are eating it up, and I cannot blame them. Spark says the project is about much more about nostalgia in a world filled with screens and distractions. See, I didn't even read this ahead of time. He hopes these restaurants can become places where families can slow down and genuinely spend time together. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it was like. It was amazing. I mean, we just you get that in holidays sometimes, but it's hard to find those moments now. Everybody has to work. Everybody's constantly on their phones. Everybody's constantly running. Now, you're still going to have your phones when you go to these places. But I think because there's such a demand for the old 80s and 90s feel, for that experience, they're going to put the phone down to actually experience it. I'm sure I'll take some pictures for the gram and stuff, but they're going to put their phone down to experience it. It's about connecting once again. It's about remembering what it was like when we were kids and we would go to Pizza Hut with our parents and family and have a sit down, you know, experience. I'd say dinner, but it was dinner and experience. I remember one time we were there at Pizza Hut and my dad. So the waitress that we always had, she was always there. Her name was Tina. And she would always joke with us and stuff. Well, one time she was putting a piece of pizza on a plate and she almost dropped it into my dad's lap. And then I said, "Oh, Dad, that'd be the hottest thing you've had in your lap in a long time." And I about killed the waitress because she couldn't stop laughing. I also got thrown out of the same Pizza Hut when I was in high school because they caught me loosening the lids on the cheese and the pepper flake shakers, which I shouldn't have done, but I was young and stupid. But I have a lot of memories tied to Pizza Hut. When I used to teach art, I'd go in and there'd be like, you know, scout meetings or things, and the kids would see me and they'd come running up to give me hugs and stuff like that, because they love to get hugs. Back then you could hug kids and it was fine. So they'd come running up to see me and they'd want to hug me and stuff. And so I have all kinds of fantastic memories associated with Pizza Hut. And I have one that's not so fantastic, but it was mean, but it's kind of funny. So I didn't have a learner's permit yet to drive, because back then you had to do the test and they'd send it to you. So I hadn't gotten the learner's permit yet. And it was the Pizza Hut night and my mom insisted I drive. And I'm like, "I'm not driving because I don't have a permit." And she made me drive to Pizza Hut and I was sobbing because I was afraid I was going to get pulled over and I was afraid I was going to get arrested and I was terrified I was going to get in trouble. And we got to the Pizza Hut and my mom pulled my permit and said, "Oh yeah, by the way, your permit came today." Still love Pizza Hut, still love my mom. Anyway, I love everything about this. I love it so much. I love positive things. Things that you can just happy are happening in the world and not things that you're just like, "I used to love that, now you find a way to ruin it." This is like fantastic. So they tracked down the original decor. They said it hasn't been easy. Spark said of the vintage pieces, especially classic Pizza Hut lamps, are incredibly difficult to find. He plans to continue restoring more locations in the future. Hot damn, yes. You know, Pizza Hut, instead of shutting down restaurants like crazy, you know, 49 locations just shut down. I guess overnight, practically, quietly shut down. Instead of shutting these down, I mean, if you have a lot of locations in one area, I can understand shutting some down. I can see it if you have a lot of locations in one area, or you might want to shut some stuff down. But instead of shutting them down, why don't you give this a try? Why don't you go back and get manufacturers, you know, get the permission at least, that if franchisees want to, you know, get the old decor back, if they can't find it, that they can have it remade. And then you have their blessing and you give them the you know, the patterns and the things that I'm sure you probably have in the archives to do this. Because people are excited about this. It's not that Pizza Hut isn't wanted. It's that your current Pizza Hut isn't wanted. Like, why did they strip all the personality out of restaurants in the United States? Like McDonald's, the new buildings all look like corporate, you know, Pizza Hut, everything. Just, they don't have the cool building shape anymore. It's funny because you could always tell when a bank or a house or another business was a Pizza Hut because they have an iconic look that people will still remember to this day. You've lost what made you special and your quest to bland up everything. Y'all lost it. Actually, funny story. Punxsutawney, where I am from, has a Burger King that is still in the 90s redesign. It's one of the few left. People actually come there just to go to the Burger King because it is still the 90s, you know, with the teal and all that. It looks just like that. It still has those things about it. It has not been, they did not change it to the new look. So people go there just to go see the old 90s style, was it not early 2000s, somewhere in there, Burger King. And because it's the classic retro stuff. If you want to see an old Burger King, go to Punxsutawney because you'll see one there. And people love it. Like, they make videos about it. They love it so much. People are excited. And I'm looking at this and they said, you know, he even said about, you know, talked about the fact that people were putting their phones down. Here's this one. They're saying, we get them here. Families put their phones down and talk to each other, just like I was talking about. And he said, I'm not going to tell you how to fix the world, but I do think that family is a good place to start. Yes. Family, connectivity, going back to a time where you know, you called your friends on the phone. Not, you'd have to text them all the time, where you go hang out, where your family and you go sit down to a dinner and you talk. Yes, please. We need to bring that back. Everybody's so disconnected and they're turning into robots and little, you know, little drones on their own. And this way you could bring people back to what matters. And I agree with this 100%. So there you go. I mean, we should probably find out where these are located. But if they're owned by Dalen Corporation, there's a good chance you might be able to find one of the retro Pizza Huts nearby in that area. I don't know if there's a link of locations, a list of locations or not, but even Inc. has it in here. They're all talking about it. This man's mission to return Pizza Hut to retro glory, and it may save the company. Yes, I've been telling you, they even brought back Book It. They brought back Book It in the summers. I guess they've done it for a few years now. If you guys don't know what Book It was, you read books and you got free personal pan pizzas. It was like a whole thing in the schools. They're bringing back. Yes, please bring back the retro glory. You want to save these companies? Take it back. Go backwards instead of forwards. People are tired of AI. They're tired of digital. They're tired of everything being, you know, so bland and impersonal. Go back to retro. Embrace the past and you will find your future. It's not that hard. Stop, you know, give people what they want. When it comes to Hollywood, stop taking movies and reinventing them. Just give them a new movie based on what they love, based on the past. Stop trying to take everything and make it your own. And instead understand that people already did it. There was already peak. How can you cash in on peak? That you learn from them, learn from who did it right, learn from your mistakes, and turn back the clock. Bring back personality to restaurants. Bring back, you know, connectivity. Bring back family as the center. They spent years trying to ruin, you know, the basic family structure. It's not working. People don't want that. So embrace it. I just can't. But here's some of the pictures. They have like the old lights. God, I love this so much. Sorry to get so excited, but I'm just so genuinely thrilled to death that they're doing this. Just genuinely happy about it. Tunkhannock has one in Pennsylvania. They said there's 38 classics run by the corporation right now, but they said they're going to get up to like 80. I think they said they're trying to get up to 80, but they're bringing the old arcade machines back. So I'm interested now because apparently there's some in PA, so now I got to find one. I got to get my butt over to one of these. I don't know if there's a list of them. I'm looking. Oh, here, Dalen Corporation. Do they have a list? Let's see. Our locations. They have the classics. Okay, Pennsylvania, Mansfield, Tunkhannock, Wellsboro. We used to live over that way. Here's some different locations they have. Not all these are classics. You have to look and see which ones are classics, but they have locations in Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Wisconsin, and New York. Have you been to one of these? If you've been to one of these, please comment and let us know how it is. I'm super excited to hear about it. I'm glad they're going to do more and more. So if there's one of these near you, they might be switching it to the classic soon. If they aren't, go ask them to do it. So there you have it. Some good news for Sunday. Some exciting, fun, happy news that we're all craving. So please comment and let us know what you think, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.